on your body. Sona removed all of my unsightly back hair. It was quick, easy, and painless. I look, I feel great. You see, I tried waxing, I tried shaving, but given time, it always grew back. Stupid time. That's why Sona is great. The Sona concept removes your hair forever. And no matter how much time goes by, you're done. So, the time is now. Call 1-800-504-SONA or go to SonaDC.com. But don't waste time. Summer is here and you still have time to look your best at the beaches and the pools. And through June, buy one laser hair removal package, get a second one half price. The time has come to call 1-800-504-SONA. That's S-O-N-A. Sona, the one name to know in laser hair removal.
The Don and Mike Show. W-K-K.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
102.7 KISS FM, the station the stars listen to.
Hi, this is Rick Springfield. I really enjoy listening to KISS FM, except when Don Geronimo's on.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on. Wait. 102.7 KISS FM, where you can hear Casey Kasem and American Top 40 Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock here. Along with those great long-distance dedications. Right, Casey?
Well, I'm back now, and I haven't used any drugs for over 8 months.
Thanks a lot. 102.7 KISS FM and your free tickets for the premiere of the movie Making Love. I got a pair for you. Call in to win when you hear Boz Skaggs, okay? 102.7 KISS FM, the Don Geronimo of Chicago. Like they say in baseball at Dodger Stadium, it's all in the big inning. Talking about Dodger Blue, Tommy Lasorda's here now. Tommy, in just a few words, could you please comment on what you think of the performance of Mr. Geronimo tonight?
What the f*** you think is my opinion of it? I think it was opinion of his performance?
Yeah.
How can you ask me a question like that? What is my opinion of his performance? I mean, that's a tough question to ask me, isn't it? What is my opinion of his performance?
102.7 KISS FM, the only place in town where you can go to bed with Don Geronimo and wake up with Rick Dees. Talk about a morning after. 102.7 KISS FM. Don Geronimo, commercial free, and this is Stevie Wynn Wood. 102.7 KISS FM and your Hollywood reporter, Don Geronimo, with the latest TV ratings therein. First place, CBS. Second place, ABC. Third place, Atari. Fourth place, NBC.
Good day, everyone. I'm Bob McKenzie. This is my brother, Doug.
How's it going, eh?
And right now, you're listening to Don Geronimo. Where, Hoser?
On KISS FM 102.7, eh?
In stereo, which is why there's two of us here.
Yeah.
Okay, good day.
Good day.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hypnolarious. The Don and Mike Show.
Right, and welcome everybody to the best of Don and Mike from 2 to 3 p.m. every weekday afternoon right here on 106.7 WJFK. Leading up to, well, the best of Don and Mike at 3 p.m. nationwide. Don and Mike are on vacation, but let's get into our 2 o'clock hour. Greg Brady, otherwise known as Barry Williams, visited the Don and Mike Show many years ago. And, of course, hilarity ensued. It's the best of Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK.
All right, let's bring in Greg Brady right now. Barry Williams. Barry Williams, who I know we've had on the show many times, but it'll be a good chance to ask him all the same questions we've asked him before, and also he has a record that he's promoting.
Barry has been very, very patient.
He's very patient with us. Hello, Barry.
Hi, Barry.
Thank you for waiting. You know, it's our...
Who said I was patient, man? I'm out there. I'm steaming.
Come
You're
on.
Mad. You're
not
mad.
Well, don't be pissed.
You don't look mad.
Come on. It's our first day here actually broadcasting from this station.
You know, you couldn't have gotten any more in the middle of Manhattan than where you are across from Carnegie Hall. And
yeah, it's exciting. It really is.
Exciting.
I love the location of the studios down here. We are in the middle of everything.
Now, this book here, this Growing Up Brady book, is this the same book that you put out before?
Similar, yeah. It is an updated version of it. See, what happened was I wrote that book for people that were interested in the stories of when we were young and we were doing the series. Those stories don't change. But the book went out of print, and I didn't want to just re-release the same exact book, so I updated it with Where Are They Nows and all the things that have gone on since I originally released it in 92.
Can we ask you all the same boring questions I know we've asked you before?
I don't remember you asking those questions, so they're all fresh to me.
Good. That's right. Very good.
They're the ones that everybody asks, but hopefully we'll have maybe one or two new ones, because I learned stuff I didn't know when I saw, was it the E! True Hollywood Story, The Brady Bunch.
Something like that.
Yeah, there was stuff in there. Like, I know you get asked all the time about Florence Henderson and about you and Maureen McCormick.
Well, we can update the questions, basically, that it was... The way we understand it now, now that all the facts have come to light, that it was constant lovemaking with Florence Henderson.
Yeah,
is that right?
Let's face it, there are only about six questions that anybody's interested in around this anyway.
Right.
So you don't have to stretch.
Okay. It was lovemaking morning, noon, and night with Florence Henderson,
yeah,
right?
Now the truth is I just wake up with her every morning.
Okay. All right, so we know you didn't do that.
At 9 o'clock on Channel 4 with Later Today. I don't go to bed with her, I just wake up with her. Now the funny thing is, I wrote that the story called Dating Your Mom. It's not something that I recommend you do at home, but and it was a very innocent kind of coming of age story, but not, you know, I didn't say that I went any further than giving her a kiss, but I talked about that on the Geraldo Rivera show, and then Florence called in, mm-hmm. and she said, you know, I knew you had a crush on me, but what you might not know is I kind of had a crush on you, too.
Oh, really?
Well, it was still sweet and innocent, except it was the Geraldo Rivera show. So by the time we got out of there, the whole story had changed and transformed itself, and then it became on ET and AP and UPI, and, you know, Brady Mom does, you know, oldest son Greg.
So when she called in and she said, you know, she thought you were cute, too,
yeah.
If the scenario had played out, do you think, you know, if you can put yourself back in time, do you think that something may have happened? If you had been so inclined, I know if she had been inclined, you would have.
Well, you would have jumped on that, right? Isn't she sexual?
Well, let's be clear. I was so inclined.
Billy pulled a Mrs. Robinson, you know, and said, you know, can you, Barry, can you come into my trailer? And you'd walked in, and she'd been there in like a lace teddy. You would have jumped on her, right?
This is a no-brainer. This would have actualized all of my childhood fantasies.
All right, I just wanted to make it, yes. You know, for the record, I wanted to make that clear.
Would you have? On the other hand, Marcia was making me work too hard.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Yeah.
What about you and Ann B. Davis?
Yeah, I don't think I really had a shot there.
I thought everybody had a shot there.
But it's an interesting thought. No, only Sam.
Okay.
Only
right, Sam the Butcher.
Hey, okay, Alice, come on now. How about that? I'm here with my meat.
All right, Alice, let me ask you.
It's true. He's always slipping her a little free meat.
When you were doing the Brady Bunch, did you know that your dad was gay? I mean, not your dad, but Robert Reed. Did you guys know he was gay?
Yes, we knew. I didn't know right away, of course, but after working with people for a long, you know, over the course of time, like, I'm sure that Don, you know everything about Mike there is to know, you know?
We knew, what, the third show?
That we were gay.
That he was gay. Okay.
For each other.
But we are gay just for each other.
Only for each other.
Only for each other.
Absolutely.
As far as he knows.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, great.
Thank you, slut.
Oh, well, listen. So, yes, you do learn these little things, you know, the ins and outs of people after working with them for a while. Yeah.
So when you guys would talk, I mean, and at the time, you and Peter and Bobby, you guys were just, you were little boys. You know, at one point...
Nubile, fresh, teenage.
You get together and
children.
You say, you know, do you realize that, you know, Pa Brady, you know...
No.
You never talked about it with them?
We didn't talk about it amongst ourselves.
Oh, okay, I got it.
Back then, there was certainly more of a stigma than there is today. I mean,
more
was,
of a stigma.
Yeah,
I mean, that was definitely, you know, lead closeted because it could have meant the end of the show. It could have really wrecked his career.
Right.
And we didn't have the kind of tolerance or understanding about it now. So it was really a non-issue.
All right, what about him arguing with the producer all the time? Because he wanted the show not to be as sappy as it was, which is what I think and everybody else thinks. Makes the show so great that it's so sappy.
That was definitely going on. But the thing is, if Robert Reed hadn't been taking stands where he took stands and giving our producer-creator migraine headaches on a daily basis, our show might have gone way too far. Kind of, think Gilligan's Island. You know, it could have been just really a farce rather than having any kind of grounding at all.
I think there's not much room between Gilligan's Island and the Brady Bunch.
Well, in its style, but think about it. If Robert Reed had been just some, you know, actor who was going for the joke and the easy laugh all the time, it wouldn't have ever had the kind of genuine qualities that it has to.
And so when he argued with this guy, this is one of the things I saw in that E! Show, that he would really argue, and is it true that he got mad and walked off the set of the last show?
A couple of times, yeah.
Really?
A couple of times. Once or twice he came in, shall we say, inebriated. And
he was not really, in general, if you look at the big picture of the entire run of the show, he wasn't really happy. Was he with doing that show? He was. He went from arguing with the producer to occasionally he'd have good days. But I mean, he really. Do you think overall he dug being Mr. Brady?
No, mm-hmm. I don't. I think he liked all of us.
Right.
And I think there was something about having the kids and the consistency and watching our changes and still being not a real dad but one from a distance, kind of like a grandpa, if you will. Mm-hmm. You know, all the good things, and then the kids go home, and you don't have to really deal with the problems on a day to day basis.
Right.
I'm not convinced that Bob was a happy camper, period.
Mm-hmm.
He was a perfectionist, and, you know, that brings a lot of things along with it, because you're all the time trying to make things right, and, you know, there sort of is no right, and if you can't learn to slide a little bit, then...
He was a trained actor, right? Wasn't he in the classics and things like that? And
yeah.
So he might have gone to the cocktail parties and, you know, how was Hamlet? Hey, how was King Lear? You know, how are things on the Brady Bunch? You know, they probably, like, made him spiral.
Was he the only one on the Brady Bunch who would come to work drunk?
Yes.
I just want to go on record saying there's nothing wrong with that. I think that
nothing wrong with that either.
Many of the great actors, Lee Marvin, George C. Scott,
and I understand radio personalities too.
Absolutely. You're looking at him right there.
Thank you very much. It helps me, and I think I'm a better entertainer for it.
Well, now you're a happily married man now, right?
I am now.
How long have you been married?
1 year. 1 year.
Just 1 year. Is this?
Yes, my second and final.
I was going to guess what number wife it was.
Yeah, number two. You know, you got.
We all have that in common, don't we?
Yes, we do. Well, all of us.
You know what the deal was? I grew up with models and actresses, and that's all I dated and all I knew. And then
And
then I really went off the deep end, and I married a beauty queen, right?
You
thinking
go.
You know, beauty would make me happy.
Phyllis George is who he's talking about, in case you didn't know.
And she really was. She really was a pretty girl, and if looks a marriage could make, mm-hmm. but you know that. That fades.
Let's do a contest. I want to have a guessing game right now.
Okay.
How many girls do you think he's gotten because he was Greg Brady?
Oh, man.
And you know, I'd have
to give us a rough estimate.
I'd have to check the reference book. But before I became happily,
yes.
You know, solitarily married,
with all the qualifiers, just give us a rough number.
Fairly active. Well, in dozen.
Under 50?
Okay.
80 to 100.
Put down 80.
80 to
100. Buzz, put down 80. That's beautiful. You are one honest guy.
Very honest man.
Beat Buzz.
Beat Buzz,
our news guy.
Congratulations, Barry.
And you are quite an honor.
You are definitely the champion.
Will. And just think, you're the overall champion, but in the celebrity category, I think you're just light years ahead of the last celebrity we talked to.
Absolutely. Now, I want to play your CD now. And you tell me something now. Is this a goof record or is this a serious record?
No, it's not a goof record. It is not a goof record.
So when you're singing We Are the Champions, it's serious.
I am singing We Are the Champions. And it's just what it's about. It's triumph over adversity. I'm not doing Queen.
Okay, keep going.
I'm not doing Queen. I am singing this to the very best of my ability.
Okay, this is Barry Williams, The Return of Johnny Bravo.
And there's a picture of Johnny Bravo on the cover of the CD.
There he is.
I had to squeeze to hit these high notes. Now, come on.
Okay, let me hear this. Wait a minute.
And bad mistakes.
Okay.
I've made a few.
Two words come to mind.
I know what they are.
Sam Harris.
Who backed you up on this, Barry?
Wildlife.
It's not bad.
You're serious about this, though. This is not
serious
a goof.
About this. All right. Not a goof.
All right, Mike. Let's play.
We'll keep on fighting.
Did you look at the titles?
Try it.
You want to play a little Name That Tune?
Yes, okay.
Okay.
These are all big hits?
Yeah.
Same. You covered a bunch of hits on this?
Yeah, covered a lot of records, have some originals.
Right. Can you name this tune?
I think so.
That's We Are the Champions.
That was We Are the Champions.
I got the first one
reset
right.
Reset the machine.
Poison Ivy.
Now, come on. No, it's not Corky.
Hit to be square.
Yes!
The Huey Lewis song.
Huey Lewis.
I want to hear how he sounds on this. It's a much different song.
Here, there, and everywhere.
Used to be a renegade. To fool around.
Oh, you're using your grown-up voice here.
You know,
I mean, this is...
I'll give you this. I mean, you can sing. You can sing. You played one right before he came in. I didn't know what you were playing, but it sounded like something Neil Diamond would do. I like this.
I don't even care, because I can tell what's going on. Hit the B square.
Just gave us a little Elvis movement here.
Hit the B square.
So are people buying this record, Barry?
Yeah, people are buying
it.
Are you going to go to Vegas and do this show?
I do it all over the place. Okay. I do radio shows. I've been, you know, I got to jump in on stage with some great acts this year, with like Christina Aguilera and
did you really?
Smash Mouth and Melissa Etheridge and
I bet people
Duran
go
Duran.
Nuts. I bet they go nuts when you do.
That's fantastic.
I am having a time of my life.
You can sing. I mean, you really can.
What did you sing with Christina Aguilera?
I didn't sing with her. I sang on the same show.
Oh, I got you.
Like, I'd do my little three songs, four songs, and then she would, you know, she was like headlining the act. But I did get to sit in with Smash Mouth and sing All Star with them.
Did you really? That would be fantastic.
That was great fun. Yeah, it was really great fun. See, the thing is, I had to come into this at some place, and I'd done all this Broadway stuff, and I didn't want people to think I was doing a Broadway album. I wanted to do a pop album, and these are the songs that I grew up with and that I love and that people could sing along with. But I'm trying not to take it too seriously, but I do take the music seriously.
For
sure.
Okay, then that's fine.
I'm with you. I understand what you're saying.
But I am having fun here. I mean, it's
so it is kind of a goof because it's lighthearted, but you're singing seriously.
Yeah, but I'm listening to artists do covers all the time. I mean, Madonna's got American Pie out. Mm-hmm. You're talking about Neil Diamond. He's done the last three. Michael Bolton has got Mariah Carey. You name it, they're doing cover records. I mean, you know, some people don't like the choice of the songs that I did because, you know, it's kind of a wide range, some 80s, some 70s, some, you know, all over. But there's a, you know, in terms of a CD, it's got its own little theme going on. And, you know, it's a question of taste. You like it, you don't like it. But, no, it's for real.
I think that's smart. I think not taking it too seriously.
All right, everybody, good afternoon on WNEW New York. Cover the Bee Gees right now. Here's Barry Williams. To love somebody.
And listen to the chick singing it with
me. So you have girls in the background.
No, she did. It's a duet, this song.
Oh, with who?
Sally Stewart.
Sally Struthers?
Yeah. I want my life to be. This is Barry Williams. Live with you. And Sally Struthers, ladies and gentlemen.
George, there she is. Is that her?
That's not you.
That's her. Everybody
said, doesn't sound like I would think. Little Gloria.
It's not Sally Struthers' mom.
Oh, I'm sorry. But what does
it bring? I think you got a good band.
Yeah, a very good, tight band. This is a well-produced record. Yeah. You don't know.
To us live. To love somebody. Can me and Mike sing one with you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
that's the whole point.
Okay, it's a big sing-along.
All right, Mike, let's see. What do we want to sing with Barry? Do you want to sing Celebrate? You know?
No.
Celebrate.
No.
Celebrate. Okay. What about At This Moment? Is that
No, you don't want to do that. I'm sure you don't want to do that.
Drift Away?
That you should do.
Drift Away. Okay.
Drift Away is happening.
All right, Drift Away. Let's sing that with Barry.
You know that song, right?
That's
I don't know if I know
the
it.
Dobie
give me the free boy to save my soul. Barry, you take the lead, and Mike and I will join when it's time for the chorus. Day after day, I'm more
confused. Sound good. So I look for the light in the pouring rain. You know that's a game that I hate to lose.
I'm feeling the strain. Ain't it a shame? Come on, that boy. Oh, give me the free boys to free my soul. I want to get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Well, not too bad. Give me the free boys to free my soul. I want to get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Overdoing it.
All right, what's another song on there?
All right, hold on. Let's do you want to do Happy Together?
It's not so easy, is it, fellas?
All right, yeah.
Let's do Happy Together.
What are some of the other choices? Please.
I'm giving you the best ones, Mike.
Okay, all right.
Rhythm of the Night.
Aldebarge.
Hip to Be Square. We've heard that one.
Yeah.
We Are the Champions. I don't think you want to sing I Can See Clearly Now, do you?
I can see clearly now.
You don't want to do that.
No, let's go.
There's your song.
Let's do Happy Together.
There's your song. Come on. How old were you when this was out?
I was
six. Imagine me
and you. I wasn't born yet, sir. All right. I kiss about your day and night.
It's only right to think about it. Now, is anybody going to sing her?
Oh, yeah. We're waiting for the chorus.
Oh, okay. Together. If I should call you up. Time. And you say you belong to me, and ease my mind.
You see how hard it is to get respect.
Yeah, I tell you what.
I know. And Rodney Dangerfield and I have a lot in common.
This is fun. I enjoy this.
I'll give you credit.
You do 5 years on one series and you spend the rest of your life trying to undo it.
I will give you credit. Now, this CD, this book, are they available on the web or in...
Yeah, I do have a website that I'm really pleased with. It's a really hard one to remember. You know, it's real tricky. BarryWilliams.com.
There you go.
Well, you know what? At least you got the name. Because nowadays...
Had to buy it.
How much did you have to pay a guy? Do you mind saying?
I don't. I actually paid my attorney more than I had to pay for it because he's at $350 an hour, and I got it for $175. But we started at $10,000.
Isn't that a bitch, though, that some guy would sit out there and when the internet was coming to fruition and say, you know what? I'm gonna register BarryWilliams.com just in case he ever wants a website.
This is about as good as robbing graves, you know?
Mm-hmm. I could not agree with you more.
Or buying properties of recently deceased people.
I disagree. I think it's with this, it's so publicized that this is a way to make money. The people, you know, register these names. And when I did it with George Takei, it was an opportunity to make money.
This happened before anybody knew what was going on. All these names registered.
Right.
I mean, come on, who didn't go to sign up for a website and find out their own name and their mother's was gone?
Was it a fan that did this, or was it somebody who just had the name Barry
Williams?
An
entrepreneur, right?
No, it was a company. Now, if it had been a Barry Williams that was actually doing business that was Barry Williams, that's one thing, but that was completely unrelated. And they were actually they're trying to scam for money for some kind of charity or something. Like, come on, you know, just pop over $500 and, you know, and we're going to give it all to charity.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a good thing you got to the bottom of that. So this is available. Excuse me, I have something coming up here.
Wow. It was all that
Barnes Noble, Borders, Sam Goody's, you know, go.
And on the web at BarryWilliams.com.
Go be do feel fine love.
All right, get out of here.
Joy.
Thank you, Barry.
Thank you, Barry.
Thank you.
It's
nice seeing you.
Thank you
very much.
I love singing with
very
you.
Very good sport. Took the sex quiz, sang his songs. Mm-hmm.
Can I have a copy of that sex test?
Yes,
absolutely.
Run him off a copy, Charlie.
I want to remind myself of what I wish had happened.
And imagine that. Who would have thought that Barry Williams would be the all-time champion with 80 to 100.
And I can send you some guests.
I think Barry could write the primer on how to deal with childhood television success. You
right,
seem very
just,
well adjusted. I think I said that to you last time.
Have a lot of 80 to 100. Okay, get out now, Barry, because now we talk about you.
All right, very
okay,
good.
Okay, thank you.
You didn't record this, did you?
Barry Williams.
That's Greg Brady, ladies and gentlemen.
Get out of here. He's a good sport.
It was fun.
He's very nice.
Very easy to talk to.
Yeah. Don't slam the door. Thank you, Barry.
There he goes.
Thank you. There he goes.
I love singing. He's got the right attitude about that album.
You know what? It's a goof, but it's not a goof. It's like it's a goof, but he's serious about it.
He has fun. He enjoys singing.
We got a break. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Howard Stern all morning. Don and Mike all afternoon. 106.7 WJFJFK.
Our love for you is overflowing, our hearts begin to boil. So how can we contain it? We wrap it up in foil. A burrito full of love, you can eat it all day long. But please don't eat the foil. That's why we made this song. Chipotle's love is overflowing. Forever we'll be loyal. But the one way to contain it is wrap it up in foil. We wrap our love in foil.
It's clearance time. It's the 2004 annual clearance sale at K. Jennings Springfield Toyota. It's the absolute best time to buy a new Toyota. And here are three good reasons to do it now. 1.9% APR financing.